This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Senate Transportation will be called to order. Would ask everybody with cell phones to make sure that they are put on vibrate, and I think I need to do that myself. And would ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators Bolin?
Here.
Curd? Russell?
Here.
Solano? Fergs?
Here.
Stalzer?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
There is a quorum.
We do have a quorum. The minutes were provided. But at this time,
accept. Move we approve, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded.
Senator Fergs has moved to approve the minutes. Senator Bolin has seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are approved. And
they're already calling me for my bill.
Okay. And for the internet listeners, you'll be having a little bit of movement here. People are running out to other meetings pitching their bills. So with that, our pages, would you introduce yourselves?
I'm Carter Hofer. I plan on doing a double major in political science and theater.
I'm Chandler Wilson from Piedmont, and after high school, I plan to enroll at the School of Mines in Chemical Engineering.
Wow. Very good. And handouts have already been, some of them have been handed out. Make sure that everybody that is going to be testifying to sign in, and make sure that your badges are visible. And make sure that we always address the committee through the chair. With that, we're going to go to the bottom of our docket, and we're going to pull up HB 1055. And we're going to do that first to revise certain provisions regarding the need for a driver's license or a permit to operate certain motor vehicles. Proponents for HB 1055. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Dan Kaiser. State Representative, District 3 from Aberdeen. You'll see I already handed out some pictures of two different styles of motorcycles. The enclosed motorcycle is a Elo Motors. Those are not in production yet, but hope they plan to be soon. The motorcycle without a top is known as a Polaris Slingshot. That is already in production. You can already go buy that at a dealer. Now, these... Like I said, those are pictures of motorcycles. They're licensed as motorcycles. Due to some national standards, they can't be licensed as regular cars. However, those motorcycles, as you can see by the pictures, operate like a car. Steering wheel and pedals. So that's essentially what this bill focuses on. Is this bill says that if your motorcycle is one of these three-wheeled motorcycles that has a steering wheel and foot controls, you do not need a motorcycle permit to operate it because it operates just like a car. Now, when I pitched this bill in House Transportation, Myron Rao with the South Dakota Auto Dealers had also testified in favor of this bill. And he made the point that his dealers, his Polaris dealers, you'll have folks come in looking at this Polaris Slingshot and say, hey, that looks like a pretty neat little car. I'd like to take it for a test drive. No, sorry, you can't because you don't have a motorcycle permit. So he was him and his association also backs this this bill. And that's the sales pitch. Keep it pretty short and sweet. I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Representative. Proponents on HB 1055. Proponents for HB 1055. Last call for proponents of HB 1055. Seeing none, we will move on to opponents of HB 1055. and opponents of HB 1055. And last call for opponents of HB 1055. Seeing none, we're good there. And move on to committee questions. Senator Boland.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. good representative, is this an example of a change in the law that's needed as technology changes and as new products are developed? Is that how you would describe this? That's kind of my analysis, but you know a lot more about this than I do.
Yes, I would. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I have no other question then. Thank you.
Other questions from the committee? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee discussion or committee action. Senator Russell has moved to pass. Senator Frerichs has seconded. Any comments, Senator Russell?
I just think it makes sense. This is obviously something that it appears like it drives like a vehicle, and I can see no reason why we wouldn't pass this. Thank you.
And with that, Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Senators Boland?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Solano? Frerichs?
Aye.
Stalzer? Is excused. And Otten?
Aye.
Through five yes. Two excused.
HB 1055 has passed. Senator Boland?
I move consent on this particular bill. Second.
We have a consent motion from Senator Boland, seconded by Senator Frerichs. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. It goes to the consent calendar. All right, we will go back to the top of our docket, SB 119. Senator Frerichs.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the Transportation Committee. I believe in conversations with the chair, we have a hog house or the actual contents of the bill for 119. It was more of a title bill that was put in earlier in session, and in doing some more research and working on the issue, we have pulled together a proposal, and so I have the amendment, and if the chairman is so willing that we could put the amendment on and then defer action just to give everybody a chance to see everything about that. But if I may, Mr. Chairman, at least speak to the amendment, or if we move that, however, procedure.
You wish to move it at this time?
Please.
I'll move. I'll
second. Senator Curd has moved the amendment 119JA. Senator Boland has seconded.
Yep. Thank you. And if there are extra copies, you can share with the audience, or I don't know if there were any left over. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for the moving the motion and the second on the amendment. And I'll just tell the amendment, Mr. Chairman, and then I'll step down. But basically what this amendment says is that the Transportation Commission is authorized to expend up to $2 million per year from the State Highway Fund to replace or repair small structures and large culverts on county, secondary, and township roads. For the purpose of this act, the term a small structure is a structure that does not meet the definition of a bridge pursuant to 3114-1. The term a large culvert is a culvert or series of culverts with a composite opening of 16 square feet or greater. The Transportation Commission will establish the criteria and procedures for implementation of the program. With that, Mr. Chairman, I would recognize we would have further discussion down the road here and everything else, but I just wanted to make sure that internet listeners and the audience has the intent and amendment and know where we're planning to go with SB 119.
At this time, Senator, do you wish to move in also the title?
Appreciate it.
If that's an order, I would.
Senator Kerr has moved it. Senator Frerichs has seconded it. All right, we've got title amendment. And what we're going to end up doing is we're going to, Chair is going to defer action to this on February 15th on the 23rd legislative day to give everybody time to process it. Is there anybody here that would be an opponent or proponent that would want to, that can't come back on Wednesday? All right, seeing none, we'll let everybody read through and get set for Wednesday then. Well,
thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Frerichs. Well, we're almost to a new record. I've got nothing else. Any of the senators have anything else? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Senator Russell has moved to adjourn.
Seconded.
Seconded by Senator Boal, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.